Since I was the only black kid at my school, I thought people stared at me all the time because they were fascinated with me. But I found out they were just scared of me. She didn't come out of that classroom for a whole week.
Can you tell me what's going on?
Rumor about the fight.
I had a fight with Caruso, the school bully. He beat me so bad I had to take the Underground Railroad home. But somehow that story turned into this story.
Chris hit him in the jaw so hard, my tooth fell out. Chris knocked Caruso's eye out, put it back, then knocked it out again.
Chris beat the snot out of him. You can check his nose. No snot.
Chris chased them home, knocked out his family, then took their house.
Now when a rumor like this gets started, you never know where it's going to end up.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, sir. After Chris kicked his teeth out of his head, and I better not see you trying to smile, Cracker.
Cracker?
Yes, sir. Cracker.
Dr. Raymond was the school principal, and the last thing I needed was for him to think I was making trouble.
Thanks, kid.
That kid snitched so much, he made more money than the teachers. Brother Drew loved karate, and he didn't take lessons. All he had to do was see somebody do something, and then he could copy it. Today you call that a music producer.
Now, Chris! Breathe!
What are you doing?
Practicing karate.
What are you going to do with karate?
My father didn't see the reason of learning anything that didn't get you a job.
Working on anthropology or paleontology, something complicated, I bet.
My mother thought I was learning all kinds of things because I went to a white school.
Nope, it's just regular arithmetic.
Y'all hear that? White kids are working on arithmetic. Around here, they're still doing math.
My mother always thought bigger words meant something better.
Okay. Say the blessing, baby.
Where's the meat?
We don't have any.
Did you buy some pork chops?
No, that meat was too expensive.
I know we got some canned spam, some Vienna sausage, or bacon, or some beef jerky, something. I mean, what kind of meal is that without meat?
It's a vegetarian meal.
Do I look like a vegetarian to you? I work 60 hours a week. I lift papers and boxes all night. I don't want vegetables. I need meat. Didn't you get paid today?
I quit my job yesterday. Oh, I need you to be home early on Thursday so I can pick up my check.
How come you quit?
They were disrespecting me, Julius.
My father always worked two jobs, which made my mother so comfortable, she'd quit her job over anything.
Check, please.
And I mean anything.
Now, do I look like I have your check? All that hollering at people. I don't need this. My husband has two jobs. I don't need to be here right now.
Hold my calls.
Who are you hollering at? Hold my call. Hold your own damn call. I do not need this. My man has two jobs.
My mother seemed to always find work when she needed, so my father didn't complain that much.
That's okay, baby. I guess all those other people are just crazy.
That look means I know I'm wrong, but I'll be damned if I'll admit it.
How about steak sauce? You got steak sauce?
Hey, killer.
I've heard what you've been saying, Metal Lark.
What? I haven't been saying anything. You don't think I have enough problems without people thinking I'm going around stopping other people's teeth out? Do I need that?
Then who's been saying it then?
There's got your back guys and I'll be back guys.